We do have a couple of prayer requests this morning. This first one, Lord just laid this on my heart as I was driving in this morning, to pray for all those people who have to be on the road today or those who have to work outside. And having been in the oil field for several years, I remember there's nothing colder than pipe in the winter and nothing hotter than pipe in the summer. And when you think about days like this and the state workers that are out trying to get the roads clear and that kind of stuff, I would just say let's all pray for them. And then I'm going to ask you to continue to pray for Joe and believe with us that he is healed. His lungs are not quite fully restored, but we believe that they will be and that he can get off the oxygen. Doctor said 6 more months that she wants him on the oxygen. But I look at him and he looks well. I've been believing for a while that he's healed, and he may still have a symptom or two here and there, but that doesn't mean that he's not healed. I believe he's healed. And so I'd just like for you all to join me in believing and agreeing on that he will totally be restored to his old feisty self. You know, sometimes he says, well, I just run out of energy. Well, I'm like, honey, you're 83. You still have more energy than most people 70.
We know Joe, don't we, Monica? She's not. Yeah, I'm telling you. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor and we give you glory. You are good and everything, absolutely everything you do is good. Lord God, I pray that you help us to see you as you are. I thank you, Father, and we pray in that accord, Lord God. And we're lifting up all those that are having to drive in the mess, Lord God. Pray that your hand be upon them for good. I pray, Father, that in the slowdown, that instead of frustration, they would experience peace, and in the peace that you would speak to them as they move along. Lord God, I thank you for it. I thank you for protection, especially over your people. I give you praise. Father, we agree with Neva, with Joe, and we speak to the symptoms, and we tell you to line up to the Word of God and obedience to Christ. In Jesus' name, that price that you paid, Jesus, we apply to Joe's account. Father, I pray that in the process, Lord God, I know you're teaching Joe. I pray, Father, that his eyes and his understanding would be open, that he might receive those things that you speak to him in the quiet times. We thank you for it, Father, and we thank you for the blessing that he is, Lord God. May that blessing that he has shown forth be returned back to him. We speak it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. We do want to hear from some of our sponsors now. Joshua's Crossing Ministry, we just appreciate them so much. They're located here at the Promise Center. That's on the corner of 1st and Main Street, 321 North Main. Continue to keep Les in your prayers. He's not back to counseling yet, and he's looking for a woman that can come in here and counsel women. And so keep that in your prayers, that God will provide that particular person to come in here so that they have their full counseling service back again. And then Prophetic Voice Ministries, Apostle Casey Elliott is over there. He's their shepherd, their leader. That's at 616 North Locust Avenue in Elk City. They have Sunday school at 9:30 on Sunday morning, church at 11, and again at 6 o'clock on Sunday evening. Then on Tuesday evenings, they have a prayer service, and on Thursday evening, they have a Bible study. So if you don't have a church home, check them out. I know you'll be blessed. Now let's hear from some of our other sponsors. Rick Spain Construction out of Weatherford is our Facebook sponsor today, so we're going to hear from Rick Spain first.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. The source of your guidelines is something that should be examined. It has to be greater than the latest greatest fad. Our world turns on popular opinion. We tend to want what everyone else has. You can choose what you want, but you cannot choose the consequences of what you want. Guidelines will help you make the right choice. The source of your guidelines will determine what your life produces.
Love your ride today at Bardice and Ford of Elk City, Western Oklahoma's auto headquarters. For the next 2 weeks, we're celebrating the love of all Ford SUVs, Broncos, Edges, and Expeditions, all in stock and as low as 0% for 60 months plus customer cash, and new units arriving daily. Come experience the Bardice difference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service only at BardiceandFord.net.
Edge SEL stock number T16297, Expedition Limited stock number T60138, Bronco Sports stock number T16308, WAC through Ford Credit Financing, 0% APR for 60 months at $1,667 per month. Per $1,000 financed. Exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more. They just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269. Or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com. Let us pray.
We are back. This is the Hour of Power. Rick Spain is our special guest today, bringing us a lesson about it's time to hear the voice of God. Yes, it is. So you can just pick right up and go.
Okay. So while we were in the break, Monica shared a story with us, and so we want Monica to re-air that, what Neva and I were able to listen to.
So as you were bringing the word, the Lord brought to my remembrance of when I got bit by a snake about 10 years ago. I was out there working on the pole doing the stuff, and I felt like a punch at my ankle. I didn't sit there and start looking. I took off. And by the time I got to the house, my whole leg was swelled up. I ended up in the hospital, dry heaving. And while I'm sitting there in the hospital, and mind you, this was before I was in an actually right relationship with the Lord. It's when I still had a twisted idea of God up there on the throne with lightning bolts, just waiting on Monica to mess up. And I was sitting there, and it rose up in my spirit just to start praying. So I began to pray. And within an hour, I was leaving that hospital without seeing a doctor.
Wow.
Okay. So the Lord says, that's what's going on with my people. They've been hurt. They've been bit. And they've taken their foot off the snake's head.
And they've got a false Jesus, concept of God mm-hmm. the Father.
Jesus has put him under our feet. It is our duty and our responsibility to keep him under our feet. How? Praise, worship, and truth.
Amen.
Not just run the other direction.
Nope. Amen. Amen. You know, that's such an appropriate story for what we're talking about this morning, because basically that's what's happened. We've gotten our eyes off of Jesus. You know, so in Hebrews 12 it says, since we're surrounded by such a great crowd of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Get that. The weights and the sins. That's what Monica's talking about. These are the bites of the enemy. That's the bites. And if you leave them, alone, what's going to happen? Your leg's going to swell up. Now think about it. Well, that's a leg. Yeah, the snake and that leg swelling up. What I'm talking about is there's going to be a swelling effect on your life. You're going to be offended. You're going to be hurt. You're going to be. You're going to have a false idea who God the Father is. But the cure is, in the writer in Hebrews, is in the next verse. Fixing your eyes on Jesus, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame. And now he has seated at the right hand of the Father. So if we're paying attention to what's going on right now and we're waiting for God to do something, God already did something. Does that mean that nothing's happening? I'm telling you, stuff is happening. I mean, we're seeing God's people move in a direction that, you know, when this all first began, there was two prayers that I was praying. two prayers. And the two prayers, one is that the truth would be revealed. And the second prayer is that the enemy will fall into his own traps. Mm-hmm. What's going on right now? Truth's coming out. They're working really hard to suppress the truth. The truth is out there, folks. And you know what? If you're listening to both sides, you're not going to get the truth. Now, that goes against what I told you earlier. We need to hear what the other side says. But that is so that we can operate in the grace of God. Does that mean that we're never going to offend somebody? Well, you know what? If we're not offending somebody, something's wrong. Our conversation is not seasoned with salt. And that salt is so important. Have you ever eaten anything that, like, you know, I ate broccoli the other day. You might not like broccoli. I like broccoli. Broccoli's good. So I'm eating broccoli. I take the first bite, and, you know, it was just broccoli taste. You know, and I'm thinking, man, I need to put something on there. So I reach over, grab a little bit of salt, and it was great. That's that conversation seasoned with salt. Because we can lay out the broccoli out there unseasoned, you know, and nobody's going to want to eat that. You know, but if you just throw a little seasoning in your conversation, you know, it's an opportunity for the light of the gospel to shine. It's, you know, just allow like I said before, get your information, get to the Word. If you're not in the Word, if ever before you need to understand what God's Word says, now is the time. God is drawing us. I know I'm talking to you guys out there. I know there's people out there. I know it in the spirit that the Lord is drawing you. Allow him to. You know, the lies that the enemy throw at us is, well, we're going to have to do without this. We're going to have to do without that. Or it's going to put me in an uncomfortable place. Two thoughts there. One thing is, God never tells you to do without something that you want. He never tells you. Now, he may tell you that this is not good for you, but what he does when you start drawing, it's time to read the rest of that thought. I want to read this to you. The more time you spend with him, the more he becomes evident in your life. The more he becomes evident in your life, the more effect he has in, on, and upon your world. Now, I'm looking at that in a general way, but also in a specific personal way. Because when you start following him, those things you used to want to do, they fall off. He changes your want to. And it's not necessarily boom, touch you, and it's gone. When you spend time with him, you realize, wow, this is so much better. So much better than I thought what I wanted. And so that's number one. The change comes as you draw close to him. And, you know, the other thing is you not getting to do what you want to do or being put in an uncomfortable position. What happens is when you spend time with him, it's like Moses when he would go in the tabernacle and spend time with God, and it said when he came out, it said he shone like the stars or the sun. There's just a brightness about him. That's what happens when we spend time with him. I want to tell you a truth right here. If I hadn't spent time with the Lord this morning, you would not want to listen to what I have to say right now. But as I spend time with him, he directs me. He tells me, you know, Rick, this is what I want you to do when you get on the radio today. And so, you know, all I have to do is say, yes, Lord. And, you know, is it all comfortable? Well, not really, because, you know, I didn't have anything written up. And you know, I'm speaking for him, and I'm thinking, gosh, you know, can I do this? You know, what if I make a mistake? Well, you know, and here we are. I don't think I've skipped a beat yet, but that's not because of me. That's because of him. These words I speak to you, I'm speaking from the heart of God, because he wants you to be close to him. I'm trying to think of the right words to say. He so much wants to visit with you, to have a conversation with you. And if you've never heard the voice of God, there's nothing like it. It's not like a big booming voice out of the sky. It's like a still small voice. It's just like, this is where I want you to go. This is what I want you to do. You know, and you'll tell him, hey, I'm scared about this. You know, the Holy Spirit has never gotten on to me about when I've told him I've got some kind of a fear or apprehension. Never. Never. That's what he usually says, too. Monica was whispering. He says, I understand. He understands. He can relate to any and everything that you go through. He can relate. And therefore, because he understands, it's not that he relishes in your problems, and he's not going to sit there and have a pity party with you. What he's going to do is he's going to give you the right words. And so I'm coming back to what we're talking about. It's time for us to hear the voice of God. The voice of the world is loud. It's boisterous. It's offensive. It is demanding. The voice of the world. God's voice is just the opposite. It's just the opposite. He's comforting. He is instructive. He is one who is speaking for you and not against you. What he has planned for your life is greater than you ever even thought or imagined. Far above all you could think or imagine. Because how your world is going to change is not up to him. It's up to you. And so he sent me here today to give you this information, to tell you that he loves you, that he wants you back, that he is longing for that relationship with you. And in that relationship, you'll receive the directions, you'll receive the instructions. And when you spend time with him, it's going to be a lot less about the problems, because he's going to start filling you up with solutions. And I'm going to tell you, not just for those around you, but for you in a personal level. You know, I just want to close up this morning talking about, I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to talk about something that if you are not struggling with some kind of difficulty in your life and everything's great and you love Jesus and just, you know, let's just do what we got to do, whatever that type of attitude, I'm going to tell you that you're not in the perfect position God wants you to be in. Because when you get in that position where God is operating in your life, you're going to have difficulties. You know what I mean, Neva?
Yes, sir.
Yep. And you're going to have opposition. You're going to have people against you. You're going to have things that come out, you know, seem like come out of nowhere and bam, knock you backwards. That is an evidence that you're walking in the right direction. You know, Peter and Paul both said, in this world we're going to have tribulation. Jesus said it too. He said, you're going to get your tribulation, persecution, this stuff's going to happen. Obstacles, these things are going to rise up. But he also says, no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. Mm-hmm. He also says he's always leading you into the triumphal procession. He also says that nothing is too difficult for you if you believe in the one whom nothing is too difficult. So we may suffer problems. What Paul says, you know what, I've been knocked down but not drug out. I've been persecuted but not abandoned. I've been, you know, been the, all the things he said. But he says, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ my Lord. Thanks be to God. You know, he says that the situations may rise up, but those too will fall. And so I'm not getting on to you for your comfortable places. What I'm telling you is that God didn't design us to find a comfortable place and sit back and just enjoy life. It's not about your kingdom. It's about his kingdom. And when you realize that, because you might think you're comfortable, you might think you're happy, but I'm going to tell you, when you start operating in what God has designed you for, oh my gosh, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. And so, you know, I'm facing a couple of deals in the financial arena right now, and it looks like there is no way. I mean, every day all it looks like is we're fixing to go bankrupt. Now, I'm disclosing some stuff here, but I'm telling you for a reason, because I've been talking with the Lord, and I've talked to him before they rose to this point, and he is guiding my every step. Sometimes those steps don't seem logical, but I have learned, do what he says. Do what he says. And one day, I'm going to give you the victory report. I'm giving you the victory report right now, but the actual manifestation, it's going to come. And it's going to be something great, because I know God is leading me in this difficult place. And there are times when my mind wants to grab a hold of that and wants to bind me and say, this is who you are and this is where you're going. And, you know, even yesterday, I mean, I felt like I was drained all day long, Neva. And I'm not even really consciously thinking about this. But subconsciously, it's wearing on me, and I'm noticing I'm moving slow, and you know, my emotions are not in the position I want them to be. And, you know, a lot of times this happens with me. I don't know about you, but I have encounters with God in the shower. Because usually in the shower, I'm getting my mind off everything, and I'm thanking him. And I'm just recognizing how slow I'm moving, and it just like almost everything I do just to clean my body off, you know, and so Holy Spirit kind of opened my eyes to that, and I said, you know what, I don't have to move this way. That's not the way God created me. I mean, I'm one of those guys. I used to play basketball all the time, and I'd run up and down those courts. College kids couldn't keep up with me. That's just the way God. That's the way God made my anatomy, and I've just always been that way. Boom, 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 all the time. And so that spirit got back on me, and so it didn't take me much longer. I won't go into details, but it didn't take me much longer. And, you know, my attitude changed. My thoughts were different, the direction of my thoughts. And, you know, we went and we had an absolutely awesome Bible study last night. And so I just want to encourage you, because just like what Monica said, the devil can bite you, but it's up to you how it affects you. It's time to hear the voice of God. Listen, get alone. Listen to his voice. if you have to, turn all the voices off. You've got to get alone with Him. That set aside your perceived responsibilities for just a little bit. Get alone. Listen to His voice. There's a mighty army rising. And God said you're a part of it. It's time for you to hear His voice. Let me pray. Father, we love you. Thank you for the words that are spoken this morning. I thank you that you are opening up our eyes, that you are coming in and strengthening us on the inside, that we might achieve these things that you have requested of us this morning. Father, continue to draw us to you, Lord God, even closer. I know you will. Help us to realize it. Help us to recognize it. We thank you that the enemy is already defeated and that we will exercise that truth in our life. We give you praise. I pray for those that are going through difficult situations. I pray one thing, that first thing, that your comfort be upon them. I pray, Lord God, that in the midst of the difficulties, that you begin to reveal solutions in soluble ways, in ways that can be understood, Lord God. I give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. If you missed any part of this lesson today, it's time to hear the voice of God. A great lesson that Rick brought today. And the way you hear the voice of God is get in your Bible. He speaks to us through the Word. Monica, you got your hand held up.
Yes, ma'am. I don't know who this is for, but the Lord wants you to know that there's victory in that valley. There's no valley that our God cannot bring victory.
That's right.
Invite the Lord Jesus Christ into the valley.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And you will get victory.
That's right. Amen. You've been listening to The Hour of Power, or you've been watching The Hour of Power. From me, Neva, from Monica, from Rick, have a blessed day. Be careful out there today, and we will see you back in here tomorrow.
Let us pray, let us pray.
We hope today's edition of The Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with Something to Think About. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.